You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another Campfire Recovery Update. I'm Matt Fidler. A couple of months ago, I went to a weekend retreat of California residents who were concerned about fire in our urban wildland interface. People came from fire-prone areas all around Northern California, including Paradise. One person we heard from that weekend was Native American Valentin Lopez, chairman of the Amamutsun people of the Santa Cruz Mountains. He talked to us for nearly 2 hours about his people and their culture. I'm going to play a short excerpt where he talked about the cultural use of fire.
Whenever we have a cultural burn, you guys, you know, call them prescribed burns. We call them cultural burns. They're very important for our culture. You know, whenever we have a fire, a controlled burn, it serves a lot of purposes. It goes through, it just creeps along. It's a very low intensity fire, and it just kind of creeps along the ground. You know, we go through and we trim the branches, anything where you can give fuel to climb up the trees and stuff like that. We'll clip all that stuff down, and then we have the fire, and it just kind of crawls through slowly. But when it's going through slowly, it's killing the ticks and the fleas and other pests like that in the ground. And then that smoke, when it goes up, I said that, you know, whenever we pray, we always, you know, we have fire and smoke. Well, this right here is a way of cleansing and blessing the trees, because then whenever that smoke goes up into the trees, it's smudging the trees, it's blessing the trees and cleansing the trees. And that smoke goes up and it chokes out the insects that are in the trees, and those insects fall down. And so now you have a much healthier tree there, particularly the acorns. And so it's cleansing and blessing them and cleaning them. And, you know, and it's part of, and this right here is needed. We talk about historic trauma. Those trees had historic trauma. And this is a way of bringing spirituality back to the trees and back to the landscape. You know, if we're going to restore these lands, and we believe the restoration of Mother Earth must be led by indigenous people, because only indigenous people have the moral authority. Creator gave us that obligation. You know, our evidence must last seven generations. So you know, the whole issue of climate change and stuff like that must be indigenous led. We totally firmly believe that. It's not going to be indigenous knowledge only. It's going to be blending the sciences with the indigenous knowledge, but it must be indigenous led. But those fires, you know, I mean, they're so important, and they just creep along. And in the old days, our people, they would light landscapes. They can tell weather much better than we can today. And they knew if the rains were 2 days out or 3 days out, they said, well, we want 3 days of burns. And there it goes, the burns. And then they had certain kinds of burns for the medicine plants, for the food plants. We're working with the Klamath and the Yurok tribe now also, and sharing indigenous knowledge. You know, the guy picks up a leaf and he lights it. And he goes, if you burn now, you're going to get a 4 foot fire. You know, and then I saw him another time get it. He goes, you burn now, you'll have a 2 foot fire. You know, they just have that indigenous knowledge. And that's the indigenous knowledge that said that we're trying to get knowledge from our neighboring tribes. And that's the kind of knowledge that we're trying to bring back.
I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the Campfire Recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.